This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Like, darn disappointed, guys. Darn disappointed. I know I was supposed to be on vacation or holiday this week. I was actually supposed to be in Israel, visiting family and taking my kids to see their roots. And we were going to be there for Christmas week, so it was going to be beautiful to see Bethlehem and everything. Oh, my gosh. It was going to be probably one of my favorite trips I could have ever planned. And obviously, the U.K. had to stop travel, and Israel had to stop travel from the U.K. And so we've had a little bit of drama over the last couple weeks. I'm not panicking. I'm here, so I get to still do my show. Yay! You guys are like, damn. I thought we were going to get a vacation from Dahlia. No. I work. Hey, if I'm not on vacation, I work. So, remember last week we talked about the mutant strain or the super COVID out of the UK. And I told everybody not to panic. I'm still not panicking. All right, and I'll tell you guys why. Basically, as expected, the virus mutated. That's what viruses do. And some of the mutations, by the way, there's been thousands of mutations from COVID-19. In fact, there's a chance that the COVID-19 that we heard about in January was already a mutated version from the one that was circulating China. So viruses mutate. That's what they do. They're very highly replicating. When they replicate and they ask their host, well, they don't ask, but they demand that their host replicate more of them, and the hosts are working, you know, without getting a union break and all that, you know, stuff happens. However, many of the mutations usually go on the side of screwing it up for the virus and making the virus less strong. This one didn't. This mutation, I think it's called the 501... Hold on a second. There was an N501Y mutation that just happened to alter the spike protein of the virus. I wish I had, like, an example. I need something of the virus to kind of show everybody on radio, even though you guys can't see me. Some people see me. Some people watch the show. But so it played around with the spike protein, and it made the spike protein able to attach to the ACE2 receptor in the human body, which it needs to get into the human cells. So this was the one mutation where the virus gained some, had total net gain with that one. Now, the new virus strain is not called COVID-19. They gave a name. It's called VUI-2020-12-01. So variant under investigation, month of December 2020. Okay? So it's called VUI. So if you guys hear people say, well, VUI, we're kind of talking about, you know, we're not talking about a DUI. We're talking about a VUI. This is a variant under investigation. And this had at least 17 mutations that stuck, one of which messed with the spike protein. They noticed that with this one, a lot more contagious, getting into the human body quicker, and getting younger people more. It's affecting younger people. Now, remember with us in the summer, we noticed that younger people were getting COVID more than older people? We think it might have also been a mutation. I don't know if it's this mutation, but the UK has been on, and the UK has been genetically sequencing all these viruses. When people get COVID, they've been taking the samples and watching it. The UK is on it. That's just what they do. The British are, you don't mess with the British. Okay, when the British are coming, you know they're going to get stuff done. And so we don't think it's more deadly, though. Now, people have asked, how is it not more deadly if it's more contagious? Well, in theory, it can be more deadly because the more people you infect, the more potential somebody could die. But the virus itself has not turned meaner and more vicious. So we don't think it mutated into a more killer form. We think it mutated into a more infectious form, and that's why there's travel bans, and the UK is on tier 4 restrictions, and people are starting to get their panties all up in a bunch, because they think, well, if more people could get infected, then we're going to have more deaths. So it's more of a number issue in terms of death, as opposed to it being more violent on your lungs. That being said, I'm still keeping my mind open on it being a little bit more vicious, because we're looking at higher viral loads with a similar strain in South Africa. Well, the more viral load, the more of a chance you could go into cytokine storm, which causes that big fluid buildup in the lungs. So, I'm not 100% convinced that this isn't completely benign, you know, but I don't think we need to panic. So people are asking, well, then when did this whole thing start? Well, we believe that in the UK, the new strain came out in the fall. So people have asked, well, is this new strain in America? Now, we're told no. We're told that these strains are only limited to London, South UK, Southeast UK. I wouldn't be surprised if it's in the US, because if they figured it out in the fall and people have been traveling from the UK and London to America, I wouldn't be surprised if it's here in America. And we are seeing people get sick pretty quickly and pretty easily. So I'm not surprised if this strain is here in the US. What does that mean? Well, it means we still do exactly what we're doing. All right, we still wash our hands, we still wear masks, we still social distance. We don't have to close down economies like we have, but that's another subject for a different day. So, what about the vaccine? Everybody wants to know, will our vaccine work? For now, we believe that the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, should still be fine. If not, they are mRNA vaccines, so they're kind of in the perfect position to be fine-tuned, fine-tweaked. Now, we're being told that we might not have to have annual vaccines. On the same day of all this news, we're being told, let me see, who do I quote with this sucker? Scott Gottlieb, former FDA commissioner, believes that the vaccines are only going to need to be updated every 3 years. So, if he's basing that on what we're getting from the UK, where the virus spike protein just tweaked a little bit, then our vaccine should be still good enough. But if the spike protein tweaked a lot, and we're noticing that our vaccines aren't really good enough, then our vaccines are going to have to be tweaked a little sooner. So right now, nobody's panicking. You still could go ahead, get the vaccine. That's fine. I mean, you know, after you wait in line for the legislators to get theirs first, which we'll talk about in a second. South Africa has a new strain also with a new name. It has a very similar mutation, and they're seeing it also affect younger individuals in South Africa. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Nobody's been going out Saturday night lately. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, as a physician, I am just humbled and blown away by how the vaccine rollout has happened. How we made the vaccine in the time frame that we did, but then to be able to go through the logistics of getting it out there and doing so while trying to keep it within negative 70 to negative 94 degrees
Fahrenheit. Well, it wasn't done by magic. There were many entities involved, one of whom, IBM Blockchain Services. So joining us today is Jason Kelly, General Manager of IBM Blockchain Services. Talk to us about how did you guys all make this happen? Hi, Jason. How are you?
Hello, Dr. Goliath.
Oh, my God.
Hi there. Glad to be with you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, thank you, thank you, thank you. I mean, saving lives. Tell us, first of all, how big a feat was this?
Well, I can tell you, I'll put it in present tense, is that, you know, how big of a feat is it? And Dr. Lai, I'll tell you that there's a huge team working across the entire end-to-end vaccine supply chain, if you will, to make this possible. So our team at IBM has been very excited to now team across that space to say, look, we've gone, as you said, from vaccine now to vaccination. And that's a journey of trust and confidence for all of us to make sure that that vaccine, that, as you mentioned, has to be stored at very extremely cold temperatures in some cases, which someone said, well, that's not that different than your milk that goes mm-hmm. through a food supply chain. But it is in the sense that milk could be thrown away, and this is much more sensitive in the nature of what we're doing. And the hand that it goes through, or if you think of this supply chain as being a series of handshakes, even going from a manufacturer through that shipping cold chain, as it's called when it's kept cold, through the supply chain, to then a shipping specialist, could be a truck or an airplane, and then from that airplane through customs, perhaps if it's going international, or even from a fed to a state to local, down to a distributor that then breaks up perhaps large crates into smaller boxes or small boxes, down to that local drugstore that is just a few vials. And then when you get it, Dr. Goliath, you think, okay, is this what I think it is? And mm-hmm. has it been kept at the right temperature through the whole time? And can I all the way back through that series of handshakes with trust?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's different here is with what we're spying is a linked capability of trust. Forget the technology and all the buzzwords that will come up.
Mm-hmm.
But can you do that in the existing system, using the technology that we're bringing to bear, so that you and all the rest of our consumers around the world can trust that they're getting what they need when they get it and that it's healthy? That's what we're talking about addressing here.
That's fantastic. And, you know, Jason, also, you know, you touched upon, you know, when we're doing these shipments and it's going through customs, you know, many people are worried if some, you know, foreign entities or terrorist entities might try to take advantage, which means, you know, these things have to be inspected and you know, or scanned. And, you know, it's a very, very delicate virus. It's mRNA. And so there's a lot that has to go into this. And then AI and blockchain. Tell us about what's blockchain.
Well, blockchain is a capability that if we get rid of the name and we take the word block and move it out and put trust and think of trust chain
mm-hmm.
and think of a chain of trust so that just as you said, from the manufacturer through all of the different entities that it goes through, once it gets to you, that you can trust that that chain hasn't been broken. So as we know from our IBM Security X-Force, and that's really its name, the X-Force, our team it makes sure that the cyber espionage that has already been seen, you know, is mm-hmm. seen, is detected, mm-hmm. even predicted, and that it's addressed. And so we know that it's out there. So if we can make sure that this thing called blockchain works as a trust chain so that at the very beginning, just think of it as having a birth certificate at mm-hmm. point of manufacture. And then through all of those handshakes until it finally gets to you and me, that we know that nothing has happened in between. If it has, that we can see it. And that is seen because nothing can not mm-hmm. be done. So you can't do anything in the blockchain without seeing it. So that security, that chain of trust is broken
should someone try to change something? Because you can see that they tried to change it, what they tried to change, and when. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, if you want something changed, you can do it, but you also then also know that it was done by whom and when. So mm-hmm. that thought of visibility, trust and transparency mm-hmm. is what you want. And this thought of digital identity, because once you get it, you want to be able to say, I've received the vaccine. And in what we've been describing is what we're offering is a trusted vaccine platform and with a vaccine accountability network. And ultimately, you would want to have a digital health pass. So if you think about you receive it, you receive the vaccine, Dr. Lyon, and then you say, I want to keep a record on my smart device that is true and can't be altered, and I want to share it with just whomever I want to, when and how, then you have that with a health pass. So that walks you through this entire from the beginning, from the manufacturer, all the way to the consumer with trust. And so now you have this trust chain of capability where you can then also bring in other technologies such as AI to predict and understand what you're getting in that lower level of data. Do I see patterns? Are there populations that we need to make sure are getting this, aren't getting it now? So you're also mm-hmm. fostering equity and making sure that this distribution of vaccine is happening in a speedy way as well as in an equitable way.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Jason Kelly, General Manager, IBM Blockchain Services. And, you know, with the AI technology, it's had to definitely be working at a quote-unquote warp speed because we've never done this before. I don't know of any other supply chains that have had to be on this scale, or am I wrong? Have you been able to use AI with previous sort? I mean, how do you do AI on something so new?
So the fortunate part of AI and what we've been doing is that we've been doing this for years. It's not new to us. We've been working in the space of data and really managing things at scale while we were writing and developing the entire data processing backbone for the modern day U.S. Social Security network and administration. We did this to make sure that we got a person on the moon and back again safely. So we're used to these, as people say, moonshots. So this thought of AI and applying it to this supply chain for us is what we've done before. And now we get to take good tech and put it to yet another good cause. And so what do we mean by AI in this case is just think about being able to predict and see and understand the data around the vaccine distribution in real time. And so when you talk about scale and doing it globally, the other part of at scale is also in near real time with visibility that matters. And so in this case, where I made a comparison to your food or your milk being taken through a supply chain, you know, if something's wrong with your milk, it could be life threatening, but we're talking about life saving with vaccine, much different. And with that, as we saw and we use this blockchain technology, we partnered with Walmart years ago, almost 5 years ago, to see what blockchain could do in their supply chain capability when they were looking at foodborne illnesses, where they were world-class at 7 days to find, to trace, and track something. And then when they put it on the blockchain, 7 days went to 2.2 seconds, which is amazing. So now in 2.2 seconds, you could find out, because you were sharing the data amongst all of those in that trust chain, you could do it that quickly.
That's
the results that we need here.
Absolutely. And you know, we've been speaking about this on the show where, you know, figuring out who needs to get their second shot 21 days later versus Moderna's 28 days later and how to not mix somebody getting a Pfizer shot and a Moderna shot. It really does take a lot of oversight. It takes some organization. And already hospitals are overwhelmed. And as the hospitals are giving out the vaccine, how are they, you know, we're running out of time. How can listeners find out more information about you and what IBM is doing and all the great stuff that you've been able to do for us?
Your listeners can go to IBM.com/blockchain and then get more information about all that we've been talking about, as well as how we're working across these many players to deploy technologies in a way that will help the world. So that's where they can go.
Jason, that is wonderful. Thank you. And by the way, thank you for your service, Army Airborne Ranger. We appreciate your service. God bless and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. All the best. Okay.
All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-SELLY.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says Americans will see another round of stimulus checks very soon.
People are going to see this money the beginning of next week. So it's very fast. It's money that gets recirculated in the economy. So people go out and spend this money, and that helps small business.
Mnuchin making those comments on CNBC that direct payment would be subject to the same income limits as it was back in March, which was $75,000. CVS Health will begin vaccinating those in long-term care facilities this week. The company is saying the first doses of the Pfizer vaccine will be given in 12 states. They include Florida, Nevada, New York, and Ohio. President-elect Joe Biden set to receive his first dose of the coronavirus vaccine on live television Monday. USA Radio News. A federal panel is recommending that people 75 years and older, as well as teachers, firefighters, and grocery store workers, should be next in line for coronavirus vaccines. That's not sitting well with some, though, who say the vaccine should be distributed to minorities and people of color first. As far as why he believes race is always brought into things, Republican Congressman-elect Burgess Owens says,
well, it's real simple. That's the way the left rolls. It's always about division. Why don't we just go ahead and we have those who are most at risk, our elderly, those who truly need to have some type of vaccine, some kind of protection. Let's take care of them first.
Jupiter and Saturn will align tonight for a phenomenon not seen in 800 years. The two planets will align to become what is known as the Christmas star. The last time this celestial event happened, called the Great Conjunction, happened on March 4th, 1226. Today is the shortest day of the year, so the star will be visible longer. USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you know that I love my students and my students who have graduated and my residents, and I have been very mama bear about if my baby doctors and new graduates have been getting their COVID vaccine. And when I find out that my babies have not gotten vaccinated, when they've been on the front line and they are being exposed, right, day after day, hour after hour, with huge viral loads coming at them and inadequate PPE, mama gets mad. Now, fortunately, I'm not the only one hearing of this BS. Apparently in Stanford, as you guys heard last week, a bunch of residents and staff actually went out and struck. They were striking, went on strike, because apparently there was an algorithm where some of the more higher ups got the vaccine before them. Or, you know, I don't know about you guys. We've spoken about this. You know, there's a hierarchy in the hospital, okay? There's, you know, CEOs and owners and things like that, you know, and then, you know, you have admin, and then you have the attending doctors, then you have the resident doctors, then you have the interns, and then you have the medical students, and then you have the pre-med students that are shadowing. And there's this hierarchy, and you're short, your coat keeps getting shorter, and more of your butt shows, you know, the lower you are on the academic totem pole. And so I, as much as I feel that admin, and trust me, custodians, anybody on the front line, anybody near the patients need to get their shots, we're being told that some higher ups that sit behind a desk got their shot first. And so in Stanford, people, the frontline workers were upset. It was interesting because on Twitter, apparently one of the nurses told these resident doctors to shut the blank up. That tweet has been taken down. And the nurse, I think, was like a pediatric ICU nurse. And I, you know, and you're seeing infighting for this vaccine. And it just goes to show that it was kind of a half-ass algorithm. I don't know where the heck they came up with that algorithm. And people aren't really using common sense on who should get the vaccine. While all this is going on, we're hearing that, you know, the Trump administration is going to get theirs. Mike Pence, we saw, got his. Chuck Schumer got his. Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, got her vaccine. Isn't she 20-something years old? So politicians are getting their vaccines, the suits are getting their vaccines, yet my baby doctors, the residents, the medical students, have they gotten their vaccine yet? And I'm a little ticked off by this because it just shows that, you know, no matter where you are or where you think you are, there's always somebody greasing somebody or somebody getting, you know, extra, shall we say, you know, extra attention or, you know, they get, I forget what's the word for it, but, you know, it's just unfair. It's just unfair. And if I was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or if I was a young politician, I would say don't give me the shot, which in fact, I mean, I know I'm in my 40s, I'm not young, I'm even saying that. Don't give me the shot, give it to one of the residents or one of the medical students that is right now next to somebody with pretty severe COVID. Give it to the custodians that have to clean up. Give it to the nurses. Give it to the respiratory techs. Take my shot. My family of four, we're waiting. Even though my husband's in healthcare, I'm in healthcare. I mean, I'm not in the hospital. I don't feel I have a right to get that shot yet. I'll pass, give it to whoever is needing it. And then we have all these photo ops of all these politicians going, you see what I did? You know? And I, Mike Pence, I don't know how old he is. Joe Biden is supposed to get his, but Joe Biden is over 75. And the CDC has now recommended that people over 75 get it. So I'm okay with Joe Biden getting it. I'm okay with if it's the age group. But seeing a Gen Z or a millennial getting all this photo op and all this press that they got the COVID vaccine to instill trust in the vaccine. Okay. Now you're taking advantage. Okay. You know, now Mike Pence, I get because he was the one kind of behind the Operation Warp Speed. People accused him of not getting the real shot, which is another thing we need to talk about. I saw some of the video footage of the plunger not even plunging of some people, and that's ridiculous. That's a whole other topic for a different time. But, you know, I get it would be nice to see Fauci. Fauci's 80 years old. It would be nice to see whoever wanted us to get the vaccine to go, look, I'm rolling up my sleeves. But does every single, you know, does Melania Trump, does Barron, do all the younger people need to get their vaccine before essential workers. Well, who's talking about the grocery store workers? Who's talking about, you know, those in the sanitation department? Who's talking about them? And so honestly, so politicians going, yeah, look at me, I'm taking one for the team. No, you didn't. You cut in line and you got a photo op. That's complete BS. So I'm not a fan. Republican, Democrat, any of you guys getting the shot before you're in the proper age group or in the category that should get it, you're basically taking it from a frontline worker and you're a piece of crap. That's as far as I'm concerned. Okay? Now, that being said, many people are kind of concerned about the side effects that we've seen with some of the vaccines. And we're going to spend a little time with it. Apparently, the FDA is looking into it. There have been numerous, quote-unquote, allergic reactions throughout the United States of people getting the vaccine. One hospital in Chicago temporarily halted the vaccine rollout. They're going to, from what I understand, resume. In fact, I think they've already resumed. And, you know, when I look at the numbers of the, quote-unquote, allergic reactions, and I'm going to tell you also kind of I'll list some of the side effects that I've heard. We have a site on Facebook called COVID Vaccine Experience, Good, Bad, Neutral. So we want no politics. You know, we don't want somebody talking about nanotechnology or somebody talking about how much they love, you know, Operation Warp Speed. It's when you got the shot, what did you feel? And so people are posting, you know, I felt this. Overall good. That's great. Yes, it's hard to interview anybody in anaphylaxis in the hospital, but there's only a few of them. It's few and far between. So when you look at the numbers, I think there's already been 250,000 shots already given out. With 250,000 shots already given out, if you've had maybe 6 or 7 or 8 allergic reactions, that number is still considered not significant in science. You and I might think it's significant, but it means overall there's still a good safety profile. So, you know, we'll talk about some of the side effects in a little bit. I'm not too concerned. You know, people ask, you know, would I trust it? Would I get the vaccine? Yeah. We do have to answer some of your questions. Some of you are wondering, if you get the Pfizer vaccine, how do you know you're not going to get the Moderna or the Pfizer? All the hospitals are going to, on this rollout, they're going to have to know the difference. From what I understand, the Moderna vaccine is probably going to be sent to places that the Pfizer vaccine didn't. Because if you get the Pfizer vaccine, that second shot 21 days later has to be a Pfizer shot. Another question one of you have asked, and taking your questions also, 1-877-DOCADOLLY, is if you've had COVID, how long until you could get the vaccine? So it depends on what your COVID course was like. If you had mild COVID where you were at home and you're watching Netflix and you didn't need to take any medication, once you're out of quarantine, you could get the vaccine from what we're understanding. So even if you have some natural antibodies, you know, because we're not expecting natural immunity to be strong, after you're done with quarantine, we're told after COVID, if you have no fever, no symptoms, you're feeling good, you can go and get the vaccine. However, if you had monoclonal antibody treatments for your COVID and you were hospitalized, then you might have to wait a month or two. So you're going to have to talk to your medical provider on when you could then qualify and get the shot. So we're not, you know, giving the vaccine to you right after you just got treatment because we don't know if it's going to interfere. Again, they didn't test those patients. They tested healthy people. So, yeah. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But the rich have been trying to buy shots, from what I understand, in California and jumping from the line. You know, it's kind of like Titanic. You know, stick your money up your butt. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away. Me once again. What will be singing
that I'm a night. Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy.
But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If my kids weren't living with me and they were out of state, I'd be like, babies, please come home. For Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's, I need to be by my babies. My babies would be probably like, Mom, leave me alone. You bug me. I'd want to be by my babies. Hubby was away, I'd want to be by him. Christmas time is when you want to be around each other. And I'm predicting we're going to have some real weird stuff happen in the next couple weeks. So, first and foremost, I talked a little bit today. I was supposed to be in Israel today, right? Taking the kids for the first time, meeting family and their family, and, you know, seeing some of the graves because some of my family members have died since I've been there last. And then go to Bethlehem and Jerusalem, and yeah, I couldn't wait to take the kids to see Israel. And we had just found out yesterday that in Israel you would have to do a quarantine on a military base. Now, I like Israeli soldiers, so I'd be fine with that. And my sons are like, yeah, a bunch of Gal Gadots, yeah, I'm there. But I think it would be a 14-day quarantine. I need to double-check. And our trip was only going to be 9 days. So, we were going to go, we were going to, you know, tour and go to hotels and things like that. Luckily, I didn't book any of the hotels. Luckily, I didn't book any tours because I knew things were kind of getting a little funny. And the flight ended up getting canceled. We were supposed to go through the UK to get to Israel. We weren't doing El Al, we were doing Virgin Atlantic. And so, luckily, the flight got canceled so we could get our money back. Because some of my other flights for conventions and things like that, the flight wasn't canceled, I only get travel credits. And where am I going? There's no conventions. So I kind of got screwed there, but at least we didn't get screwed on this trip during Christmas break. But what was very interesting is in the drop of the hat, it went from the trip moving forward to if you land here, you don't go around the city. If you're coming from the States or coming from the UK, you are going to a military base. And you're going to sit there for 14 days, which I could entertain myself, trust me. You know, I'd be like, oh, yeah, you know, let me practice at the, you know, let me come over here. I could do boot camp with y'all. Like, please. So things change at the drop of a hat. Now Governor Cuomo has been complaining that we haven't done bans on flights from the UK in light of this new variant virus strain, VU1. 2020-12, meaning variant under investigation, December 2020. And that's what it's called. But we're going to call it the mutant COVID, okay? Yeah. South Africa's, by the way, the South Africa mutant COVID has a different name. The South Africa mutant COVID's name is, hold on a second, I got that here too, is 501V2. So that's South Africa's mutant strain. Same. Apparently it's the same mutation, the N501Y mutation that affected the spike protein. So while the UK and South Africa is dealing with a whole bunch of cases with the virus strain, Americans are getting a little nervous. And we're already seeing Cuomo complain that we haven't blocked travel. Well, you know, when you block travel from one country to another, like we did back in the spring, it was only a matter of weeks for us to block travel between states. Remember when New York didn't want anybody from Vegas or Phoenix or Seattle or for any of the hot spots? And so, you know, I really think we need to kind of, you know, look 2 days ahead or look 2 weeks ahead. And, you know, we're still kind of going to go away for Christmas, but we're going to go where we could drive and be in a car. I'm going to try to avoid the airlines because I just don't trust that somebody's not going to freak out. So we spoke about this UK mutant variant. It's not more deadly, but it's more infectious. Same thing with the South African one. The South African one causes more of a viral load, and younger people are getting affected, so they've had tons more cases because their COVID has mutated, and it has a similar mutation. Has a different name because obviously it's different from the one in the UK, but similar mutation affected the spike protein. So we have a more infectious virus. Well, remember what the country did? They lost their minds in January and February. And already you see the media panicking and freaking out about this new mutant strain. So if we find out that it is here in America and we find out that some of these cases that are causing the hospitals to become overwhelmed, you can bet your bottom dollar that these states are going to say, you know what, we are locking down. Or you're going to have other states say, no, we don't want New Yorkers. Didn't that happen in Florida where they said, no, we don't want New Yorkers coming here because they're going to infect people here? And it's already happened. So my concern is some of you guys are getting ready to get on a plane. and you're going to go back east, or you're going to go up north, or you're going to go down south. And then something's going to change at the drop of the hat. There's going to be some headline saying the mutant virus is here. Everybody quarantine. Everybody lock up, or we're going to do travel bans. I'm not panicking, and I think it's already here. I think we already have the mutant strain here. We're hearing a lot of young people are getting it, you know, and we're hearing mild cases. We're seeing serious cases. Our hospitals are being overwhelmed. I wouldn't be surprised if the COVID that's circulating here in America is, a little bit more wily. I think the average COVID virus is figuring out that our dirty, stained, multiple used masks aren't very effective, and I think this virus is knowing how to get around the mask. I think the virus is figuring out how to get into our eyes. I think our virus is just figuring stuff out. And so, I'm not surprised. I think it's here. The problem is once somebody makes a super big deal about it, then they're going to do travel bans. And so I'm just telling you guys that I don't want to be, negative, and I don't want to panic anybody. I'm not panicked so much about the strain of the virus, but what I'm panicked about is states might say, I want bans. And if already Governor Cuomo was talking about banning UK people from coming to New York, and I get it. I mean, New York is a huge hub. Anybody coming from Europe usually will come to New York. I mean, that's a huge hub for any European travel. It's only going to be a matter of hours before somebody goes, well, I don't want anybody then from New York coming here. Now, I don't know if you guys noticed what happened in the UK, but because they wanted to contain this mutant virus, this VUI 2012 virus, they blocked off travel in and out of London, in and out of southeast UK, southern UK. They blocked travel. So you saw lines of people right before the travel ban trying to escape and get out of London. So for those of you that didn't want to, let's say, be around COVID, and you got off scot-free this whole time, and you didn't want to be in a city with a rapidly spreading mutant strain, you were going to be forced to stay within that city. Again, we haven't seen this type of stuff since World War II, where you're not allowed to leave. And that's part of a country, and the UK is supposed to be a free country. But to try to quarantine the virus, try to corner it off, they're doing travel bans. In fact, their supplies being cut off from France. So they don't have lorries or these big trucks going to and from England and France. So if you guys don't think that's going to happen in America with Georgia, and Alabama and Florida and Mississippi or New York and, Pennsylvania and Connecticut, don't start to go, wait a second. Okay, you know what? We need to contain this. Don't come here. We won't go there. That's probably going to start happening within the next week. So if we're coming into Christmas week, I'm just saying have a backup plan. Maybe rent a car just in case. Cancel so you don't get, charged or whatever. But maybe if you're going to fly somewhere, just get maybe a rental car, a reservation just in case you get stuck. And not to mention bad weather bad weather always keeps people stuck. Or if you're like, I don't mind being in New York for 2 weeks. If I have to stay there, that's fine. I like New York. I love New York. Let your work know that, if there are any travel issues, you might be stuck. But if you have the type of job where they're like, look, we need you working or you're fired, you better bring your computer or something. So just keep that in mind. Once we start talking about intercountry travel bans, interstate could come next. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.